It's Weekend Edition on VPR. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. Two Vermont downtowns have appeared on the website Best Choice Reviews' list of the 50 best small-town downtowns in America, and one neighboring New Hampshire community fared well, too. For more on this story and others found this week in Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes, is VPR's Amy Noyes. So, Amy, which downtowns made the list?
Montpelier made the very top of the list. They were named the best small downtown, the best small town downtown in the country. And Woodstock came in 10th on the list. And then Littleton, New Hampshire, just on the other side of the river, came in 6th.
All beautiful communities. Congrats to Montpelier for making the top of that list. How did the makers of this list define small town?
Full-time population under 15,000 residents were considered small towns for this list.
And, I mean, Montpelier is technically considered a city, but under these guidelines, it would fit.
That's right. Towns and cities under 15,000.
All cities and towns with a full-time population under 15,000. What other criteria were taken into consideration?
They focused on the downtown's general appeal to both residents and to visitors. So they looked at things such as festivals and special events, dining, shopping, entertainment, as well as proximity to airports and hotels and other amenities. And they also put a heavy emphasis on what other lists the downtowns have landed on over the past year.
Got to get a list to get on a list.
That's right.
Also in Public Post this week, Amy, yet another list of sorts, the Arts Vibrancy Index. Some Vermont communities made this list, too. What's this one about?
Well, Barry, Bennington, and the Burlington and South Burlington art scenes all made it onto this list of the top 20 arts vibrant medium and small cities. It's a mouthful. And those communities are defined as having a population of less than a million people.
Less than a million people. Who put together this list?
The National Center for Arts Research at Southern Methodist University, which is in Texas, compiled the list. And it was compiled as part of a white paper. And the paper's stated purpose was to stimulate a conversation about how cities vary in their arts vibrancy and what arts vibrancy can look like.
And where are the communities ranked in this list? What number are they?
Barry rounded out the top 10 as number 10. Bennington was 15, and Burlington and South Burlington are grouped together, and they're at number 19.
Seems surprising that three Vermont communities would make it to the top 20. How do you account for that?
They don't specifically account for it, but the authors did state that they took a per capita approach to their research, which they said can sometimes lead to surprising results. And since the category includes places with up to a million residents, that seems likely to have been a factor.
We are really good as a state as far as per capita things, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, enough about lists right now. Let's talk about Bethel University. That was also in Public Post this week. It's promising twice the course offerings in its second year. And it's a so-called pop-up university. It's returning next month. So where did it go if it went away?
Well, Bethel University isn't actually a physical place. It's courses that are offered throughout the community in different spots, but they're all concentrated into that 1 month a year.
I noticed on your article at VPR.net, Amy, that there was a picture of folks attending a class in a bar. So is that normally where the classes take place?
Well, I think it depends on the subject. The subject of that class was wine tasting.
Okay, so it mattered for the subject to be in a bar, but they could be held anywhere, these classes.
Sure, they're at the school, at the town hall, all sorts of places.
What does it cost?
It's free. Everything is free. All the classes are offered free of charge, taught by other community members on whatever they're experts about.
But it's not necessarily like a BA or MA program. You can't get credits or an actual degree.
No, it's just something to do in March.
Learning for the sake of learning.
Learning for the sake of learning.
Great. So let's say I lived in or around Bethel. How do I sign up?
You can sign up online and registration is already open.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.